You're listening to Milcaster Tales, brought to you by knowhownonprofit.org.
Broken Biscuits, Part 4. Clive, chair of Readybix, has withdrawn his funding to the charity Milcaster Aid to Africa. His wife, Camilla, had overheard a rude remark from one of the charity's staff about her weight. Having lost this major funding, Mercedes, the charity's chief executive, has persuaded her board to consider, in confidence, a merger with Reliance, another Milcaster charity. But word has got out. "I'd like to come over for a chat, Mercedes. Now would be a good time for me," says Riaz, director of Reliance, firmly. "Now what?" thinks Mercedes. Waiting for Riaz to arrive, she wonders nervously whether he's heard anything about her board's discussion about a potential merger with Reliance. But how could he? All the trustees had been sworn to secrecy, and it was only discussed last night. She feels out of control. It's been one thing after another recently, and she's almost at the end of her tether. Having to make three people redundant was the worst thing she'd ever had to do at work. Bruno, Sarah, and that young girl in accounts. Her first job, too. She was so upset. Now everyone seems suspicious and edgy about what's going to happen next. They're all so polite to her at the moment. The happy atmosphere at work has gone. Looking up, Mercedes sees Sue, the office manager, announcing that Riaz from Reliance has arrived. "Shall I get you a coffee?" she asks cheerfully. After the initial welcome, Mercedes waits uncomfortably to hear why Riaz has suddenly asked to see her. In a rather frosty tone, he explains that he's heard Milcaster Aid for Africa is considering merging with Reliance. "As you can imagine, this came as a bit of a surprise this morning. Perhaps you can explain what's going on," he said. Mercedes goes bright pink and explains that this was only a preliminary discussion with the board last night, and she was intending to contact him to explore the idea. "Nothing more sinister than that, really." Her voice trails off. Mercedes suddenly finds herself close to tears and shakes her head furiously. Riaz looks at Mercedes, realising that she's upset, and says kindly, "I'd heard about Readybix. I'm sorry. Really bad luck." He pauses for a minute and then says, "Perhaps, you know, it might be good to see where we could work together. Maybe share some back office stuff. We could do with cutting costs too. The next 2 years are not going to be great financially if the press is to be believed." Mercedes feels relieved, and they agree to meet again. As she sees him out the door, she remembers to ask where he got the information from. Riaz won't say. Going back to her desk, Mercedes suddenly remembers leaving the papers there as she rushed out last night. But there was no one in the office apart from Selma, their lovely cleaner. She just can't believe that Selma would have seen anything, let alone said anything, and who to anyway? "Oh, no, not another thing to deal with," she sighs. A few days later, Mercedes is surprised to receive an email from Camilla, wife of the chair of Readybix, inviting her and Iphigenia, the Milcaster Aid for Africa chair, to dinner later that week. Mercedes is pleased. She remembers one of the trustees saying that his wife, Maddie, had shared the school run with Camilla a while ago and that he would ask her to have a word. "It must have worked then," she thinks, and then closes her eyes. "Oh, please let it do some good. Please." Later that week, Mercedes and her chair, Iphigenia, go to Camilla's for dinner. As they sit down to the meal, Mercedes notices Iphigenia's eyebrows raise as they're offered a slice of what looks to be a rather dry nut roast and tap water. She remembers the gourmet, cream-laden meal they'd had last time they'd met. As she passes round the plates, Camilla says, "I'm really glad to have a chance to have a word with you both.